that you had a good rest and are ready to worship the Lord today. Is there a volume here? Yeah? Oh, I hear you now. Could I ask you if you could turn with me to the book of 1 Corinthians this morning for Sunday school? 1 Corinthians. We are going to look at the first chapter from verse number 26. 1 Corinthians 1, 26. I will read. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world, and things which are despised, has God chosen. Yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you also again this morning for Sunday school. Thank you, Father, for this opportunity that we can look in scriptures and learn something of you, Lord. Bless your people that have gathered this morning. We pray for those that are on the way, remembering our sister Aggie with the car that broke down. Lord, may you bring them safely to thine house, Lord. May you touch the car and restore it, Father, for you are more than able to do this. We commit this Sunday school into your hands. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. You may be seated, saints. It's a great privilege again to be able to do Sunday school here this morning. I so much love to sit there and listen to Brother Maxwell and Brother Ellie do Sunday school. It just sets me on the right path for the week, you know, because they have a certain way of doing Sunday school. I wish I could be like that, you know. But it's fallen my lot this morning, and reading this scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, it's a very good and encouraging place to read, because it's talking about what God has chosen. Because God has a purpose, he wants to achieve that purpose, and God is going to achieve that purpose. We all know the story of how sin came into the world and disturbed the picture. But God wants to bring it back to that again, because when God had in mind before the foundation of the world, he wanted to put us here so we could enjoy this life, enjoy God's creation, and live happily ever after, like they say. But sin came in and disturbed this whole picture. But that doesn't take away from God's purpose. God is going to achieve the purpose for which he has made us here. He is also going to achieve the purpose for which he has made this earth, that it may give us an environment where we can enjoy ourselves. You don't have to work for bills, and you don't have to struggle with sickness. It's going to happen because God wants that to happen. But because of the way things went with sin coming in on the place, the devil has turned that picture around, and he has brought in sickness and all these things that happen in the world. And now God is going to show the devil who's God, you know. And we see here now Paul saying God has made a choice. The things that God is going to use to confound the devil. And we can look in scripture today and see all the examples of the things that God chose, that he was going to use this to confound the devil. For instance, we can look at the human being. The most active part of your human being is your mind, you know? And that's what the devil chose, because the human mind can have such a great intellect. It can think things that can really amaze you. That how can someone make something like a smartphone, you know, where you touch on the screen and it responds. You can make a phone call and speak to someone across the world. That's what the human mind can do. Yet, God did not choose the human mind, you know. He chose the human soul. And it seems like people struggle, you know, to make contact with their soul and so forth. But that's what God has chosen, you know. It seemingly seems like it's a dormant something inside of someone. But God chose that. Anyway, but in the things that we can easily relate to, we could look at the disciples that God chose when Jesus came on earth here. These people were just fishermen, you know. When Jesus came, he could have chosen the great people of that day to be his disciples. And there were many, many great people in the days of Jesus. You know, there was the Pharisees were in that day. People that lived after the law of Moses so religiously, they didn't break any one of the 600 something laws of the laws of Moses. Yeah? They were great, zealous people for the Lord, you know? And he could have chosen maybe one of the people from the Sanhedrin, because the Sanhedrin was like the high court of Israel. Every matter that is religious or to do with people's affairs was decided by the Sanhedrin. When you had issues, you went there, and the high priest was the chief justice there. Jesus, when he came, he might have come and chosen the high priest and all these other people and say, you be my disciples and we are going to turn around this whole nation. No, he could have chosen the zealots, you know. I know in one of the disciples was what was his name? John Simon the zealot, yeah? James the zealot. Zealots were very, very nationalistic people. They were completely anti the Roman system in that day. They so much were advocating for the nation of Israel and wanted to overthrow the Romans. I mean, they were very zealous for the nation of Israel. Jesus could have gone there and chosen all his 12 disciples from there. But he chose James the zealot. He was a humble brother among them, you know. But he didn't choose all of them. But we find the people that Jesus chose to be, these are my disciples, they were fishermen, the simple people of that day. They didn't go to school. They were not well-learned like the Levites and all these other people that the Sadducees and, you know. They were simple people that just woke up, go to the river, get some fish, sell the fish, make a profit, bring it home. Simple life. But to meet the challenge of that day, the great challenge of that day, where the nation of Israel was so much gone into religion and the washing of pots and pans and have strayed away from the spirit of the truth, to answer the question of that day, God chose simple fishermen. And they turned the world upside down. I mean, if you look at these disciples, what they did when Jesus went off the scene, my, they took the gospel to the whole world. Today, you and me, we can enjoy this gospel because of what these simple fishermen did. So God has taken the very weak things that can be considered. What is that? That's what God has taken and has confounded the devil with. We could give another example here where the people went up the mountain to listen to Jesus speaking. 5,000 people, you know, and they didn't have food to eat there. And there was a little boy who had a lunchbox. He had two fishes, and the Bible says two small fishes and five loaves, five barley loaves. Now, it wasn't the Brennan's loaf from Tesco, you know, where it's a big loaf. It was a barley loaf. It's just like a small chapati bread or whatever you call it. 5 pieces, if you want to say that way. And that's what he took and met the challenge of that hour, was there was 5,000 people that needed to be fed. And one of the disciples had said, even if we take a person's yearly salary and buy bread, we won't be able to feed all these people. That's the challenge that they had in that hour. And Jesus chose the simplest thing that could be found in that congregation was a boy that had 2 small fishes and 5 loaves, 5 pieces, 5 slices. And he distributed that to the people. And it met the challenge of that hour. Very simple, because there was a willing boy. He was willing to give up his lunch. And look what God did with it. We can go through all the ages, in all the ages that we have gone through, and see what other things God has chosen to confound the devil in that age. For example, in the days of Martin Luther, where there was the great Roman Catholic Church that had all peoples and all nations under their grip like this. I mean, if you ever read what the Roman Catholic Church did and the influence they have throughout the whole world, you will be so amazed to realize that in order to break that grip over the people, God used a simple monk like Martin Luther was. A simple guy who had nothing. He didn't even finish his college education. And he went in and became a monk, the least among the monks. And God used that man to rise up against this big, great organization that had the whole world under their grip like this. I mean, you couldn't do anything with the Roman Catholic Church. Until today, so many people are held under that system like this. You would think God would raise another great organization to counteract this one. No, it was one person, a simple monk that was willing to be used by God, and God used that person to confound this big church. You know, we can go and look even in our age how the prophet came among so many other educated people. A man that just had simple education, couldn't pronounce words, and that's who God used in this day to meet the challenge of the day. But the challenges of the day did not finish with all those people. Now today we look at them and say, Martin Luther was a great man. The disciples were great people. That little boy was a great boy. He went on to become some great person, you know. And the prophet was a great man. But in their day, I mean, they were very simple people, you know. But we also have challenges in this day that we are living in. Right now, many of us, we are deceived by the lights and all the things happening in the world. We focus too much on, I've got to go to work. I have to buy a car. I have to pay my bills. We focus on that. But that's not the challenge of the day that we are living in. But God has chosen you and me. He's chosen the simple people of this world. God has chosen Sister Noella, Sister Lydia, Sister Susan, Sister Comfort for a purpose. God wants you to meet the challenge of the day that we are living in. You are not sitting there just to get a ride to heaven, you know. I mean, if that's all there was to it, the rapture would have happened and we'd be out of here. But there's a challenge in this day that has to be met before we go over there. Amen. You know? And God has chosen the simple people, like 2 little boys from Malawi. God chose them because he has a reason and a purpose for you to meet the challenge of the day. Amen. You are simple people. I mean, you are not even esteemed, no social standing, nothing, you know? I mean, if you have a Twitter account or any of that, you have maybe 12, 13 followers, you know. You can't compare with someone with 700,000 people following you. You know, 4 million people. If you say something, they all jump. If a man goes on Twitter and say, I'm thinking of buying shares in this company, the shares for that company go up. Those are people with social influence. What about you? You are nothing in this world. But God has chosen you, Brother Andreas, for a reason. God has chosen us here who are considered nothing, and there is a challenge that we must meet. If you don't know what those challenges are today, the devil has come out in full force against the family unit. Simple things like that, but the devil is much more clever and wise. He knows if I can destroy the family unit, I've won. And guess what? God said, you try. Let's see if you can destroy Brother Henry's family unit. I will raise them and establish them in a way that the devil can't. That's the challenge that you must meet. That is the challenge that I must meet. And God has chosen me, a simple boy. I mean, you might not look at me as a boy. Still feel like I'm a little boy. To confound the devil in that way. Yes, you might not look at yourself like some of the great men like Oral Roberts and Billy Graham and all those people, the generals of God, but God has chosen you so you could withstand the challenge of the day that we are living in. The devil is busy destroying motherhood today. It's very hard in the world out there to find a mother. I mean, we appreciate women that they give birth, and it's not a simple thing. It's a very difficult process. I mean, we can never imagine it as men. But real, true motherhood, to be a real mother, is more than just giving birth. And the devil is coming against that to destroy motherhood, because if he knows if he can destroy real motherhood, all these boys that are growing up and the little girls, they will grow up as delinquents, rebellious people. But if a mother really stands in a position as a mother and becomes the fifth gospel to a child, that child is going to be another Charles Finney. That child is going to be another Wesley or something. And the devil knows, if I can take away that influence from a mother, and that's the challenge you have, Sister Gloria, as a mother. That's the challenge you have, sister. So that you can withstand that whole great force that is coming against motherhood and say, regardless of what this world may do, I will be a true mother to my children. Amen. I will raise them in the fear of the Lord. And you are a simple person, and the devil doesn't know what to do with you. Simple. You wake up in the morning, prepare your children for school, read them a scripture. Maybe you don't do it that way. Maybe you wait for them to come back to school, sit down with them, read them a scripture, and somehow, one way or the other, you read them a scripture, you know? Simple things like that. If you read this place where we were reading, it says in verse 18, the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. It's a simple little thing, just to sit and read a scripture to a child and explain in a way they understand, what does it mean, mommy? Oh, it means this, this, and that. Simple like that. But those are the simple things God has chosen to confound the great pressure that the devil is trying to use against the family unit in this day. That's not the only place. The devil, he has come with fashions today. Fashions to sexualize all women and little girls and sissify the men on top of that, you know. But guess what? God has chosen the simple people of this world. He has taken up Joseph Jr. He has taken up Nathaniel Jr. and said, you try to bend these boys and let's see. And they will stand for what a real man is. He has chosen our little girls upstairs there in Sunday school. And he says, you try to bend Sharon and see. She's not going to give up to pressure. A simple girl from Blanchardstown just goes to college to study computer science, and the devil doesn't know what to do with her because she stands for the real gospel. She won't compromise there. Simple, just the simple act of waking up in the morning, Sharon, saying your prayers to the Lord, and going to college dressed properly like a sister, and the devil is like, what will I do with this child? She's influencing the whole class and turning them towards righteousness, the simple people of this world. That's what God has chosen, to confound the great challenge of the day that we are living in. There is so much rebellion that children are learning in the entertainment that they see these days. You know, nothing is as simple anymore. You go on YouTube, I saw yesterday or the day before, a man, these influencers, you know, and he was like, I'm going to wash this car, it's dirty, but let's make it more dirty first before we wash it. What is that? Why does he want to teach children such rebellion as that? And he goes in the house, he takes flour, pours on the car, he takes cooking oil, pours on the car. And I'm like, why would an adult put a video and mark it for children and teach them to do a thing like that? It might seem a simple thing to you, but that is teaching children rebellion. I was like, look at this. But God has chosen simple people like us, very simple. Just take it and say, block this whole channel on YouTube. I don't want to see this man and any of his videos that you ever do again. You know? And if it becomes too polluted, I'll block the whole YouTube. Simple. But these are the challenges that we have today. You know, this age, it says, I am rich and have need of nothing. And that can really confound so many people. You know, the fridge is full, the car is running fine, all is going well, you know. And we forget who we are. But we must remember, we are God's choice. God is boasting like he boasted on Job. To say, did you try this family that I have placed in Ireland, the most godless of all places, the most... I hope they won't take away my Irish citizenship. You know? Yeah, but it's the most liberal of all nations in Europe. It goes ahead of other nations. You know, and the people don't want to hear anything about God. But what does God do? He brings a family all the way from Romania there and sits them at the back there. And he says, I'm going to show the devil these are different. They are not like the rest of the Romanians. These will be God-fearing Romanians. The devil will scratch his head and say, how can I make this brother to compromise? No, he doesn't. He just does the simple thing, come to church, pray, teach his daughter to fear the Lord. And that's it. Simple like that. But that's what God has chosen you and me for. And we should never forget that. This age is deceived easy living, you know. We want to have easy life and a nice car, nice house, everything, and we forget. No, this is the challenge of the day. The devil is very real. His fight against the family is very real. And God is waiting on you and me to prove to him that we will not compromise. You might ask me today, so what qualifies me to be the person that can withstand all this pressure that the devil is bringing against the world? What makes me qualified? I don't feel like I am qualified. The very fact that you are questioning your qualification is what qualifies you. Because when you are weak, then he is strong. The Bible says God has chosen the simple things. Why? So that no flesh should glory in his presence. If you had the ability to withstand the devil, then you could say, look what I have done. But no, you don't have. You can't do it on your own, Brother Sasha. You fully depend on God. And that's what qualifies you. To say, Lord, I'm not able to do this. Then he is strong when you are weak. That's why God has chosen you, because you are not able to do it on your own. Amen. And if we can realize that this morning, that we have a purpose, God has chosen us for a reason, and it is not my ability, it's just my willingness. Amen. Am I willing? Can I be led? And then when you submit that, like my wife was teaching me the word, what it means submissive today, coming from home. If you can be submissive to the word of God and not try to rely on your mind, which God never chose to use in the first place, but if you can rely on the word of God, to say when the word says you do this, you go do that, regardless of your reasoning, what it may tell you to say, it doesn't make sense to do that. No, if the Bible says this, you be submissive to that. That's what God uses to win this fight that we are in, to confound the devil, to show him who's boss, you know, because that's what God is going to do, and it's going to be through you and through me. Simple people like us, but that's what God is going to do. May God bless you as I ask you to stand and we can pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we are thankful yet again this morning for your grace and your mercies. Father, when we read these verses like this, it encourages us, Lord, to know that, Father, we are not depending on our own abilities, but we are depending on you, and that, Father, you chose us that you could show, Lord, Father, in this world that you are a living God. May you grant grace unto every brother, every sister, every mother here, Lord, every father. Lord, for there is a great challenge in this day, Lord, of real motherhood, real fatherhood. Yet, Father, you have chosen us, Father, that we could be true sons and daughters of God to withstand the pressure of this day. Help us, Father, as we walk daily in our business, in our college, in everything we do, to remember that we are representative of thy kingdom. May you grant grace to the children, Lord, as they continue to grow. It is not easy for them. But Father, may they always see the right example in mommy and in father and in their older sisters. We want to commit this service into your hands. Bless, Lord, the song service, the songs that will be sung, the special items. And we pray, Father, that you would minister to us through the preaching of the word again this morning. Father, may you bless us until when we would go home today, we would look back and say it was good to be in the house of the Lord. We commit ourselves to you now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask these blessings. Amen.